Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld. And if you've been listening to this program, you know it's about the evolution of consciousness and how we as individuals and a planetary consciousness are evolving to the next level of our embodiment, awakening, awareness, our way to tap into this greater reality. And that's why I have a pretty amazing guest tonight who's focused in those levels of awakening, personal and planetary awakening. Her name is Aurora Juliana Ariel, and she is the best-selling author, creator of The Quest, award-winning author of The Earth 2012-33 series. She's a pioneering doctor. But, I mean, she goes on and on with what she's able to do. But I think the best part about Aurora is she's able to connect the personal psychological with the evolving spiritual awakening. Would you say that's one of your talents, Aurora?
I guess you could say so, Alan.
I mean, you do so much, and you're helping so many people awaken to who they really are. And it's not just who they are, but the ongoing awareness of who they are becoming is a way of putting that. So
yes,
so
it's truly a source of great joy for me to have found the way out of the maze or matrix and help free myself, my family, and humanity so that we're actualizing our greatest potential. And so, in doing that, we can live a higher destiny than what these human programs would have dictated. So it's really a great time, like you're saying, on the planet of awakening. And part of that awakening is a mass exodus out of these human programs, out of humanity leading pretty limited lives under those programs, those belief systems and patterns, and now emerging. And a great leap in evolution taking place right now.
So, yeah, let's talk about these human programs, because most people don't even know they have these human programs. They just think this is how it is. And
right.
So talk about the programs, the awareness, and how to awaken from those old programs. So what are the programs we're run by?
Well, you could call it a virus in the human computer system. It's like that. When you're thinking of the psyche or the soul who has traversed time, you know, time periods in their own soul lineage, as well as taken on certain traits, personality traits, belief systems from their families and society, you start to get an idea that there's this accumulated programs in the human psyche that are running. And what most people on the planet do not understand is that those programs are the exact reason why the world is so chaotic and people are constantly suffering and in misery. Mm. I traced over thousands of cases and found 100% of the time the ills of humanity, all of our adversities, whether ill health or dealing with financial issues, relationship dynamics, career, is coming from the psyche, from these programs. So for so long, you know, there's been religious and spiritual theories, mythology, really, about why we're suffering, why this is a planet of suffering, you know, and so many people have just accepted suffering as a way of life, like, oh, yeah, I must have been a sinner in my past life. Of course, I am one in this one, because nobody can be perfect with these programs running. Mm-hmm. However, it's only in this time that pioneers like myself have been able to delve more deeply into the human psyche and find these answers. Okay, this is the codes. This is the codes that humanity got morphed into a lesser reality than what we read about in a more golden age on Earth in ancient times, the Garden of Eden, where people were highly conscious and evolved and life was flourishing and people lived longer. So
but where'd they come from? Who created these programs of this lesser possibility than we really are. I mean, where did they come from and why?
Part of it is just a de-evolution that took place. When you understand the global histories, like Lemuria, the ancient continent in the South Pacific that then colonized lands, kingdoms, colonial empires throughout the planet, like Egypt, like Atlantis, China, India, all those great civilizations, we still have remnants of glorious past ages. And in the time, we even can read in the Bible and other, the Vedas and all that, of about a more conscious humanity. And then there seems to be a de-evolution where there was a descent and people began to toil and leave the Garden of Eden, so to speak. If you're thinking of a Garden of Eden as a physical reality, but also to live in that garden, you need to be in an Edenic consciousness. You need to be a highly evolved conscious state for that to be mirrored and for you to create it and co-create it and live it. So somehow there was the de-evolution that took place that then brought in fears, doubts, ideas and belief systems like we have to work hard and toil to take care of ourselves. Life is not abundant. There's lack. And all of these programs, you could call them, these belief systems started to run generationally, and they've just been picked up naturally. And
but they're not just on the psyche level. They seem to have gotten into our DNA as well. So they're physically de-evolution happening also, right?
Yes. We came to such a barbaric point when Lemuria went under the sea and all of these other civilizations fell. Humanity went from advanced consciousness and technologies literally overnight into having to become savages to survive. And so we see this cataclysmic activity that then did, you know, have an effect on the psyche of humanity and belief systems of being punished. And, you know, maybe that's where the belief systems began of the mean God, the God that's smiting because, you know, of your iniquities, your sins, and you have to pay back to and redeem yourself through suffering to be worthy and cleansed to be white as snow. So we have all that embedded in our psyche. And a lot of people today, a big majority, are still living out of that unconscious reality. And what came along with that is a forgetting and an amnesia of who we even are. So people come to this planet, spend their 90 years and leave and never, ever, ever know where they came from, who they are, why they're here, or that there's anything deeper or more meaningful about their existence except for the worker bee life that they lived and whatever their little contribution was. So Now everything's changing. Now people are delving deeply in their psyche. There's a host of modalities, including what I like to call the Ferrari model of psychological healing, soul healing I developed, the Quest, to help us get inside and really find out what's happening. But not only that, like, who are we? And what are we doing here? And so for me, my life has been a path of awakening. And I've delved very deeply into these matters and even became a pioneering doctor, scientist, if you will, in this field. And uncovered, just made landmark discoveries that I am so excited to share with others. Not only that, extricating myself, I had to become like a Houdini to undo the patterns playing out in my life and in dysfunctional relationships and two incurable illnesses and things that I dealt, I had to undergo because of these programs, because of these belief systems playing out, creating patterns that then just were projected on the screen of my life and became these movies. And so my own adversities, as well as those coming to me, which just seemed to uncannily, people would find me, I wasn't even advertising anything, and they'd be these most impossible cases, you know, things that were thought incurable, irreversible, unchangeable. And I was able to, like, figure it out, like a Sherlock Holmes, and unlock and free them and free myself from a host of things, my children, my friends, and now have this to give it to humanity. Like, okay, I found a way out. Not only that, to actualize our greater potential and to live a higher destiny than we could ever even imagine and dream, using more of our capacity, more of our potential, and living in that authentic self most of the time.
So you're tapped into these divine realms, right? That's what it seems like, because you have now remembered who you really are and the divine essence. And so if stuff comes up, you go to those parts that are still connected for you. So, and you also help people with their own healing. You bring in soul remedy healings, planetary transformation. Why don't you talk about how those healings work, the global healing forums? How do you connect in, and how do these healings help other people?
Well, first of all, what I've been speaking about is really a comprehensive body of work, landmark discoveries, developing a counseling theory and practice, the quest, creating a 7-step self-healing system, as well as training counselors and life coaches to bring this to their communities. However, what you're talking about as well is my remembrance and waking up, which began about 13, 14 years old, of remembering. Mm-hmm. Remembering who I am, who we are, what we're doing here, why we came, and having divine visitations and entrance into those higher realms of light from whence we came from. And all of this took place at a time when I didn't know anything about these things, nor had I ever heard of them, and no one around me was living any kind of mystic life or anything like that in Malibu Colony, California. I mean, it was amazing to have all this going on, and it awakened me because I was shown 2 pathways for humanity at this time, that what we had been born into was a grand play of the most dire, scary potentials that were going to undo our world, like Lemuria was undone and other continents as they sank and the world came apart in different histories on this planet. We were heading for that and all kinds of global nightmares. And of course, we all know these things if we have studied what the state of the world is. I was also shown this other potential and remembered right before this life that so many of us were getting prepared to come to Earth from very high realms, very high conscious souls, many that hadn't embodied here before, that would take over soul lineages or come in and take over family lineages to help cleanse and heal and move humanity into this future. And so I saw amazing visions of the most glorious future potential, a return to Eden, and people living in that Edenic consciousness. And I've seen that coming through ever since that young age in my teens. I've seen that vision coming through. And it's a living reality for me because I see both potentials playing out simultaneously. But I also keep my finger on the pulse of this amazing one. And what's really exciting is I recently signed with a media company out of New York. I'm going to be doing the Oracle Voice of Positive Planetary Change radio show weekly starting in September. So I can bring out more of this information, and we'll do lots of healings for callers, and it's going to be very exciting. But what I was told is they had demographics of the biggest trend happening on the planet today, which absolutely coincides with the hypnosis journey I took into the future in 2012, because I wanted to know in November 2012, what does the future look like, really? Everybody was coming unglued that year, like, oh my God, it's going to be the end. And I saw that future again. And I was shown, absolutely, because I went into different time points and up to 2033, that this was the biggest trend and movement on the planet, was awakening of souls worldwide, of this soul group I saw when I was 19, when I remembered right before this life that we were coming in, we're going to be born into every society, religious background, nationality, and that we be undergoing this ascension process, ascending out of the patterns and programs and the shadow self, as it is called, the shadow awareness, into the glory of our true selves, yet stand in the earth illumined, becoming more and more lightened every year. And we've been doing it. And this consciousness movement, it is powerfully impacting the planet with thousands upon thousands of projects, endeavors, and amazing things, that modalities and inventions. We're transforming the world. But the most key thing I saw in that journey is that our inner transfiguration, the healing of these patterns, the really addressing this causal level of our unconscious, is what was shifting the whole molecular field around us, repatterning the atoms of this reality into a new world. So that we're redialing ever new futures every time we change and heal patterns that would have just kept going and undone this world and kept undoing our lives and keeping this world to be pretty much a planet of suffering. So what this group told me just a month ago, and it's so exciting, is through their demographics, and they have the contacts of people worldwide to prove it, we are now 400 million and exponentially growing across this earth.
400 million people. Awakened people, you're saying?
Awakening. We're undergoing this transfiguration. We're delving deeply in the psyche. We're healing the patterns. We're coming into more conscious states of reality. We're living healthy lives and healthy lifestyles. We are caring for the planet and becoming conscious stewards of our lives, our businesses, our communities. This change is so vast and incomprehensible. And I feel so grateful that I've been able to witness it and speak to it and bring it out to humanity so we can take heart already. And that's why I'm excited to assign with this company who are producing my radio, and then it'll go into a TV series, that I can be that voice of positive planetary change and bring hope to humanity. Because so many people are in the throes of their shadow self, of these patterns playing out every day, misery, suffering, irritability, stress, strain, anger, frustration, illnesses, and in all of these conditions, that's all coming out of the psyche. We can heal it. I found the way out. It's like when it's up, start healing it, you know. And if you want to try a really amazing Ferrari model, download my free book off my website and get
what is your free book called? What is the free book?
The Quest, Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny. I've given it free since Christmas 2009. And when you sign up for my newsletter, you can grab it. Then if you don't love my newsletter, but I hope you do because I speak to all these things, and it will help you keep your finger on the pulse of the amazing breakthroughs and what's happening on the planet right now, you can always, you know, sign off the newsletter. But get the book if you feel at all inspired, if you're sick of this drudgery life and misery no end and patterns and programs and dysfunctional relationships and illnesses and more, start clearing. And, you know, when you live that life, the byproduct is you're cruising in your authentic self, your proactive, positive, divinely connected self most of the time. And then your little itty bitty bit of downtime, which could be minutes or hours, where you're facing something, you're actually jumping into your next session and you're healing that for the last time for yourself, your family, and humanity.
Well, let's go through, could you mind if you went through a little bit of how you work with the Quest, because it's something you created. I think people get a taste of your work if you, you know, let's say you could take me, for example, right?
Issues this week? What's up for you? Any challenges,
going on? I'm trying to get some business deals going. I have some proposals out. Everything seems to be taking longer than I want it to take. So maybe that's a little bit of an issue. Would that be something you could work with?
No, that's great. Because any little thing is like a tip of the iceberg. And if you start going deeper and take that part of you, the part that's feeling it, like if there's any frustration or...
Yeah, it's frustrating when things like don't go faster and the way I want them to go. I mean, you know.
I can see that part of you. That part is actually feeling kind of defeated. Like, why is everything so hard all the time? Why is everything...
Yeah, I wouldn't say defeated. I would say it's just a little frustrating. No, I keep having enthusiasm. My enthusiasm is still going, but I just don't want it to take as long as it does.
Right.
I like more immediate results. But yes, so what do you do about that?
Well, that was a good example of what you just said. There's a dichotomy between you, the conscious self, and you're very positive, Alan, and you're an amazing man. I mean, you're exceptional. You live on a very positive mm-hmm. vibration and consciousness
yes.
and all that. So it might be hard to get in touch with a part of you that might feel defeated and frustrated, and why is it always hard and going up against the thing, because you do cruise positive. And that's
right.
why it was harder for me, too, and I had to get an incurable illness to shake me to my core, wake me up to listen to those parts of me. And
well, I understand
so then
those parts. I mean, I understand. Yeah. I mean, I could say that I do feel there's a frustration that, you know, I'm working hard and I want things to happen. So, but I never give up hope. That's the part that, even if it takes long, you know, I think that has to do with my last lifetime, but we don't have to go into that now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're very positive. However, this mm-hmm. aspect that just that came up and got activated this week, he is mm-hmm. not like that. He is not like how you are.
So right, so how do I work
upgraded.
With those aspects? Yes.
Yeah, so he needs to be given attention and taken through the seven steps. He needs support. Because he's not at the conscious level you are. He's back in time, and he actually is giving me the information. He's showing me this aspect of you, not all parts of you, not your higher self, this aspect of you is always up against a boulder. There's always a big boulder trying to push through and make things happen. Or this part, whether you've been consciously aware of it or not, has lived below your conscious awareness. And so he just gets activated when there's delays like that. However,
so
when
what do I do about that to erase that part?
Well, we don't want to erase them. We want to transform them into their full
okay.
potential. So they're operating in our psyche, aligned with our higher self, propelling and helping us be our full potential. So we don't want them back in another life or at 7 years old with their storyline and belief systems creating ever new boulders for us to overcome and push through. So this part is frustrated by the delay, but he's also a creator through beliefs. If you took him through the seven steps, you'd find those beliefs in step four of life's always hard. It's, you know, I can't get ahead.
Well, so can we do like a mini so people can understand what you're talking about?
Actually, I'm right in the healing with you right now.
Oh, we're doing it right now? Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Talk
us through it. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm accessing information directly from him. That's the soul remedy healings I do. I just do it all really fast. That way I can work with somebody on air for 5 minutes and get it all healed and transformed and do it globally as well. However, if you were doing the seven steps, you would get a visual image of that part of you, really get in touch with the feelings. And once you get the visual image in step one, then you would turn your attention lovingly, compassionately to that part of you. Even if they're angry or you might feel ashamed how they're being, you would bring compassion and caring as if they were a friend having a hard day, and you ask them, you take them through the seven steps and ask the different questions, and what's happening is that aspect will go through a transformation and finally be transfigured into a full potential self, a light-filled being. And in that moment, you will feel mm-hmm. that enlightenment and that clarity, you will be back to your authentic self.
But can you just lay out the seven steps? Like, what's that? We don't have to go through it all because it is happening, and I feel the acceleration and the transformation.
Well,
but what are they for people listening?
Yes, because, you know, from what I understand, we don't have 40 more minutes to do it. So I have to do it fast for you. If you want this one healed, then I have to get the drift, and I have to kind of do the steps really quick, but not thoroughly, not. I don't need to do it so deeply.
Right.
Basically, I can see him, okay? So I'm getting the visual image. He's got a big boulder. He's trying to push it uphill. It's always hard, always hard. This feels generationally. This feels... do you have Jewish heritage?
Of course. But
well,
yes.
I just got to know you recently, so I don't know your whole history. I mean...
It does come from that... because that's part of like a kind of a collective attitude. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Lineage, yes.
Well, I mean, it could have been any background, but
yes,
I think
of course, everyone has stuff.
He's showing me the Exodus out of, you know, Egypt, and he's showing me these histories of a people taking on a belief it's so hard, and that we have to keep going through challenges and boulders and, you know, face things. It's not like easy. It's not like they left Egypt and, you know, they walked, you know, 30 miles.
We're all going through those old past beliefs, so we can start to live in Eden. So then, okay, as you outlined, then what do we do about all of those past lineages?
Well, if they get healed when we do this piece, like right now, he's showing me that, which is usually step three, where did the pattern come from? He's showing me all of that, and it's linking up globally. So anybody listening, your family, my family members, people on the planet, even if they weren't Jewish or have Jewish heritage, this is a prevailing human program running. This is one of those viruses in the human computer, a belief system that life is hard and challenging, not easy, that the Garden of Eden is not just bestowed. The abundant life is not just the living reality we get to innocently partake of, like St. Francis, who marched off naked and was living in that higher consciousness and abundant reality. Like, we have to work for it. We have to toil. This began way before the Exodus, and as Lemuria fell, and people had to toil and work for things when they had a beneficent, very ecologically balanced and technologically advanced society. So now he's showing me it's going global, because this is something that's just part of my gift to humanity and an innate ability I somehow came in with. And I started doing these global healings when I was 16 and, again, never knew of such a thing. It was a natural gift. This is going global.
Meaning that the healing on a global human conscious level is happening?
Yes, in the collective unconscious, where people have similar patterns and belief systems and struggles and hardship and pain and suffering. It's linking up, and millions of aspects right now are linked up. I can feel it in me. I can see it. And this is what the brilliance of this divine plan that's unfolding in this time, that through our inner work, we can heal all of us and pull humanity forward and be evolving quickly.
So you're saying it's healing just by pointing out the past like that? I mean, how is it healing those past programs?
Because a lot of light's flowing through me right now, and there's healing going to all these aspects.
You feel the light flowing through you.
Yes. That's what I'm witnessing right now. And because I'm bringing this aspect, your aspect, through this, all of these aspects linked up, because we do link up. It's like that 100th monkey effect. That's what this is about. There is a link up, because there's a collective unconscious that kind of moves in a beehive type of reality of sharing information, and as one person rises above, like an athlete breaking a record. Now others can do it. You know, we're pulling humanity forward. I'm just taking this aspect, and now all of us, all of our aspects, through this, and there's a lot of light flowing through me. This, again, is just something that started happening when I was 13, 14.
So the light that's flowing through you is spreading out to humanity, whether they're hearing this or not. Is that it? So you're lifting this life has to be hard program out of the collective field. Is that it?
It's getting healed right now. As much as can be taken now in millions of aspects that are linked up, because those souls are ready to shift another increment away from that pattern. Now, as we know, millennia upon millennia have passed and these patterns are run. So they're very etched in, and there's a multitude of subconscious personalities in our unconscious, subconscious, you know, in the psyche, in the collective of humanity that need to get cleansed and healed and raised. That's why this process, I train people to do it incrementally. As your issue comes up, you're in your healing session. You transfigure and help transform the planet. Now you're in your authentic self, cruising, creating, manifesting great things, and helping anchor heaven on earth. Boom, so, next week, the next calamity befalls you, the next challenge, and you're in your session in record time, 40 minutes, an hour. I do it in a minute. You transform it. You're back.
But does that mean those old programs, the ones that you're saying, so every time they come up, they're healed quicker? Is that what you're saying? Every time the attitude or the...
You can just learn how to do it fast. You can master it through that book and the journaling process, and then an internal process as you graduate to really getting it, and then it could become a shortened process. Yeah, because once you're doing it a lot, all the next aspects kind of understand the ropes. I guess that's that 100th monkey effect again. And they know, you know, they know what to do, really. And so I could have had your one healed in probably 3 minutes flat and collective.
Wait, so it's healed now? I won't have that feeling anymore of frustration or, you know, so is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying the parts of you, however many, there's the multitude of your unconscious aspects, they are healing right now. They're undergoing the healing right now. I'm just kind of speeding it up right now without doing all the steps. Uh-huh. They're all undergoing a raising into their full potential selves. There's a whole mass exodus taking place out of the shadowed self right now of a whole nother increment of these subconscious parts of us, younger parts of us, getting healed, which means we're redialing in this moment to a different future reality, a higher potential of greater benefit.
We're changing timelines, you're saying.
And dimensions. We're increasing dimensions and future. We're in a new future now because all those aspects won't be playing out their dire little things. That doesn't mean we're not going to have frustration or feeling like we're not up against a boulder again. It means the ones that we healed are healed and will not revert back to the pattern. However, we have a lot of patterns to clean up for all of humanity from a lot of lifetimes and our family lineages. And so we must be diligent and do this as each piece arises. But if you do it, you're going to be on a really fast ascension process. You're going to accelerate your ascension and be going like straight up in an elevator rather than a long and windy road, you know, forever, taking forever to ever evolve. It may be lifetime after lifetime just getting tiny itty-bitty learnings, but not much growth or advancement. In this time, we're ascending straight up into these fairer realities of our authentic self, where we're seeing life from a higher consciousness and a higher vantage point. So if you do this work, you're just graduating up. For instance, yours are healed, and they're all healing collectively now, these ones, whatever group we were able to heal today. Tell me how you feel right now.
I feel lighter. I feel more peaceful. I feel, I feel more balanced. I'm not going into those old indulgences. I mean, I never really went there, but I could see how there were parts that could go there. I chose not to go there. But anyway, I think that's helping. I mean, just talking about it, bringing awareness, uplifting the energy, transforming it at the rate of change that we're capable of now does undo those old programs. Yes, definitely. And
well,
you're saying,
yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. I was just saying with your energetic assistance, you're saying the programs clear much faster as well, right? Hello?
Yes, I'm thinking about what you said, but yes,
oh.
Not the one thing that it's critical for everyone to understand is don't just think because you see your inner aspect and you get the drift, oh yeah, this goes back to my lineage and the toiling of humanity. That's not enough. You've got to get it to transform. You want these to transform. You don't want
yeah.
people to
transform. And how do you get it to transform? How do you do that?
People can download the book and get the formula.
Oh, so it's a formula. All right. Is that
it's
different
than...
It's a
seven-step formula. Yeah, it's a seven-step remedy that's cutting edge Ferrari model, and it's fast, effective, and powerful. On top of mastering, everyone master your own life, you know, roll up your sleeves. Now it's really time for us to be mature, awakened beings, or we're not going to have the future we came in to bring forward. We need to stop being little babies in diapers and bam bam and pebbles smacking each other and in these unconscious dynamics and victims and, you know, sitting around with ill health and other conditions that can be healed. It's time to really take command of our lives. And the most powerful way to do that is to place the authentic self on the throne of power in our beings, not the shadow self and all these aspects that have been running us and humanity forever, undoing the world around us. We need to heal them as they come up so they're not running our lives from the command center of our being. We need our authentic self, our indwelling spirit, mm-hmm. our innate divine nature to run the show now, because that aspect of us will bring Eden on earth. It will fulfill the destiny we came to fulfill. We will have that glorious future I've seen. Mm. And one thing that's been so blessed in the mix is the divine ones I've worked with all my life since I was taken to the heavens and divine visitations. There is that whole band, etheric band, where divine ones dwell, you know, and many know their names of the sages and saints that walk the earth and return there. And we are from there. They're helping from those realms. So every month I give the second Saturday of every month, I hold a live global broadcast. It's a global healing forum, and we're just rocking it, clearing as much as everybody brings, and the divine ones are really helping heal this world and the psyches of humanity. It is so power-packed. Sometimes we're speechless afterwards and completely transfigured, and it's a link-up with people from all over the globe doing it. So we come, everyone sets their prayers and intentions, lights their candles, gets in groups in their temples and homes if they want, and retreat centers, and then I just bring in the divine. And I want to do a blessing for everyone now from those realms that allows even one more greater assistance than us rolling up our sleeves and doing it. We also have this assistance from those realms. And I would love everyone to experience it and the great light release that comes from those realms, from Elohim and archangels and great cosmic beings and representatives of Father, Mother, God. So if you have any more questions, we can do that. Otherwise,
no, let's do the global healing. Let's do it so people can experience that, because we only have about I don't know, about 25 minutes or something. Yes.
Okay, great. I want to give a read very quickly on what just got healed in you so you can have more conscious awareness of that.
Okay,
and
good.
In humanity.
Thank you.
In humanity. And then we're going to prepare, and I'll give an invocation and a formal imitation to the divine. And then I'll move into being a vessel of, like the oracles of old, that I link up my consciousness to those divine realms and allow those that healing and voice to speak through me and to bless everyone. And
okay.
These are very powerful healings and activations and clearings and repairing of the DNA, and so much takes place. So it's really good. You can listen to them again and again and play them in your home and increase the vibration. I also have sacred songs from those realms in my Renaissance of Grace and other albums, and you might want to avail yourself of those to keep a high vibration in your home. One of the things that's so essential now as we're birthing Eden together is to start living it. Make sure you're living it. Don't have sloppy homes with mismatched furniture and junky things and dirt and clutter, because you're not going to have a home that is a temple that is going to allow you to live in your higher awareness more easily. You want to, even if you're poor, you can make it clean, you can paint, you can have nothing in there and a rug and beautiful pillows instead of crappy things that are breaking and falling apart and all junky and mismatched. There's an art to anchoring heaven on earth, and we need to be doing it now. It's really imperative that we live the life now. And by living in our authentic selves most of the time, we're doing that. By cleaning up our psyches and these patterns, we're helping move the whole of humanity towards that. And by having our homes as temples, which is a very easy thing to do, and also honoring our bodies as temples and giving ourselves the best foods and supplements to keep our brain chemistries balanced, we want to take really good care of ourselves. If we're 40 pounds overweight, let's lose it now. I have a miracle weight loss program. It absolutely works. It hits it on all levels at once. ACG plus the Quest plus, you know, the Optimum Health Lifestyle Plan. You don't have to have 40 extra pounds. If you have an illness, okay, step onto a pathway of healing and heal it on all levels. Take your upset about that to the Quest and do the 7 steps. That'll clear the way and open doorways for great remedies. And, you know, you want to have a holistic approach. It's really time for us to live in that higher consciousness and to really support each other in doing that. And stop having so much downtime with all these human dramas all the time and indulgences and being little babies and letting our inner aspects whine and complain and moan and groan and be mean to others and play out while we just sit there and, you know, allow ourselves to be puppets of the shadow self. This is it already. We're really at that timeline that it's imperative that we're part of this ascension taking place, this exodus into this new world. We're birthing it. So we want to really just up the probabilities and be in that fast acceleration now as the very molecules are shifting in our inner reality and then in our outer world to become the truth of who we are. Come on, we are divine. We came from realms of light. We're not humans, little puny humans with all these problems and living in a matrix world that is just scary and like welcome to Nightmare Planet. That's all being, you know, birthing out of a shadow reality, because, you know, we have these people running corporations and countries that are operating out of their shadow selves. Why? Because it's a mirror reflection that we've allowed our shadow selves to run us, to be in that command center. You want an enlightened president? Start doing the inner work and put your authentic self on the throne of power in your being, first and foremost. And then
that. I like that. I think you're absolutely right. When we put our own divine essence on the throne of our own power, that will become the outer reflection that we'll see around us. And until we do that, we'll get, you know, the narcissistic, negative aspects that show up in our reality. So we have to change the inner to change the outer. And I think that's where we're at. So let's talk about that. So let's go through that. Let's uplift that. And let's live in that place, like right now, of Eden.
Let's the only part of us that can live in it is our true immortal divine selves, okay? That's the only part of us.
So we need
to be in those selves most often to be living it.
So let's talk about that and that, how to get there. Let's talk about vibing out at that immortal, eternal, divine essence being and just being that.
Yes, well, it's impossible if you don't have a formula to address your shadow aspects in a timely way. Because what happens is, yeah, you might wake up in your authentic self and feel great and proactive and positive. The next thing you do, or the next thing that happens, you might get a phone call, which will trigger upset, which means it'll trigger a inner aspect ready to heal. And if you're not masterful, and you don't have a formula, and you are used to just indulging these parts of you, you might be mad and upset and processing for days. But that aspect will not be healed. Your lineage will not be healed. You will not have advanced humanity forward, and you will have lived 3 days in your shadow self, okay, instead of the authentic self. Now, for instance, you get the call. You plummet. Anger, frustration, oh my God, you know, I can't get this worker to ever do it right. Immediately, you see your inner aspect. You turn within. Forget the outer movie. That's just the trigger. Forget what they do or say. They don't even know what they're doing and saying. Somebody's got to trigger us because we've got to heal this. So, oh, okay, here's this aspect. Oh my God, he's just always never going to have the right workers because he can never have help because he has to do it all alone because that's his pattern. Now we're going to take him through the 7 steps, heal him. Wow. Let's say you've been doing it a long time. You did it in 30 minutes. You're back. Oh, my God. You are like light-filled. You've like accelerated up an elevator to the next level of your authentic selfhood, your empowered self, and you're feeling great. Now what does your day look like? How effective and efficient are you? Like what takes place when you live that whole day in your authentic self, tuned in, awake, aware, making things happen, loving, conscious, eating the right foods, making the right choices.
Yeah, it feels joyful. It feels blissful. It feels like home. And I think that's where we can all live as individuals, as society. So let's just go there right now in the remaining minutes. Let's vibe at that level so people can then start to realize that, because I think that's part of the healing. If they know that there's a frequency that they can be at, that frequency will actually heal the lower levels as well. You know what I'm saying?
It kind of, I would have to say that I, from a young age, was able to cruise in my authentic self naturally a good part of the time. But I would have all these horrific things happen to me. And I couldn't understand. I was like, why? You know, like, I'm doing all the highest, best spiritual formulas. I'm beautiful, loving, spiritual girl, pure. You know, I'm not on drugs and lots of alcohol and partying and, you know, I'm really a conscious girl. And why is this all happening? Mm-hmm. What is this? And what are these emotions that come up in me that I do not like at all, right? I like to cruise up there in my higher self. And I had to roll up my sleeves when I got incurable illness and 2 heart attacks and within 6 months when I was 33, and I was told I was going to debilitate very quickly to death. Why? because I was spiritually bypassing and not addressing the broken heart, the what I was dealing with, nor healing it on the deeper levels.
Yeah, so that no, I understand that. I think that's really important work. I think we all have to go through healing those deeper, darker, ignored parts of ourselves. And I think we all, I mean, some of us have done that, but we don't know, you know, where the next frequency is. So let's say we're, a lot of people have done that. They've done a lot of psychotherapy. They've done a lot of looking at themselves, but they think that's all there is. And what I want to give them is a taste of what is more, you know? That's what I'm saying here. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you were saying just being in that self, that illumined self, heals the other stuff. And I was trying to tell you that no, it's a different thing. When you're in a high spiritual vibration, unless there's a healing process coming in and through you to facilitate that deeper, a lot of times you're just cruising in that, but the unconscious wounded aspects are running and playing out, you know, playing havoc in our lives. And so we do need to address it. But yes, we're going to have that experience right now. I'm going to give you a quick read. Your part that we healed is looking amazing. I mean, he's looking like a religious figure who had done the Exodus and found the promised land. I mean, it's so biblical, really. I mean, what you're, you know, like that whole Exodus and the whole story.
Right.
The Jews. Right. But here's, he's like this sage that has arrived in Eden, and he's all dressed in white, and he's got some kind of a, it's not a cane, but it's like a staff of power and dignity. It's just beautiful. And he's telling me that he's arrived, that for so long he couldn't be in the Edenic consciousness. He was in all this toiling and turmoil and hard work and efforting. And so at times he would bog you down, and you're a very high soul, but at times, you know, it'd be like pulling the balloon down and having to get into the muck and mire a bit. And now he's living in a really beautiful conscious state and reality with many other aspects that healed in you. And then collectively, there's just a lot more aspects in the psyche of humanity that are now aligned with the divine self, our indwelling spirit, in creating heaven on earth and allowing heaven on earth and allowing ourselves to enjoy Eden and be in that Edenic consciousness. Now we're going to jump really quick because I've got to do a global healing. And how many
minutes? Because we only have 2 minutes. We only have really less than 2 minutes. Can you do it that quick?
Yep, I'll just do it.
Just do it. And let's just send that vibration out to everyone listening. Are you? I guess you're doing it. You're pulling through the global healing.
Beloved one, we Elohim, in the highest realms of light, bless you, enfold you, and work at deep levels to help restore you to that Edenic consciousness that you are now becoming aware of, awakening to, and allowing more in your conscious reality. We open up the gateways of light so that the healing golden white light is now pouring through your crown chakras, illuminating, raising the vibration, and bringing you to that higher state of being that is the nobility of your true authentic self, the divine part of you that lives as an ever-present reality right there within you, yet which has been hard to find and anchor more fully on earth. We have been working with you through this whole call, blessing, healing, raising and uplifting, cleansing those deep levels of the psyche, bringing that peace back in that sense of equanimity and grace in your soul to help anchor you now in that bastion of peace that is your divine nature, to allow you to live in the glory of that peaceful self that loves life, that has a childlike wonder, that knows the wondrousness of life and partakes of the bountiful gifts of spirit and of this Mother Earth. So do we anoint and bless you to be the one to lead humanity out of the dark night of Earth and the great travail, to stand strong as an army of light on this planet, linking up and being that Antankarana that lights the world and illumines a glorious future ahead. So it is and shall be, beloved. So do we anchor the light of the divine consciousness and the higher divine intention for the planet in you, recoding your DNA now with the destiny codes for the new world. We love and bless you. Thank you for receiving us.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you. Okay, I do have to.
My whole body is like reverberating.
I know. You're just out of time, but that was a beautiful healing and blessing. I just have to tell people I'm talking to Aurora Juliana Ariel. That is her website.com, Aurora Juliana Ariel. She does amazing programs all the time. Go to her website. There's so many books, forums, teleseminars. Thank you. I'll talk to you in a little bit. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thanks for listening tonight. And if you want to go to find out about me, go to my website, newrealities.com. Thank you, Aurora, for being a guest. Much love to you and everything you do.
Blessings, everyone. Love, love, love. Blessings.
Thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye.